Greetings, I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Darnell Ingram, Director of the Baltimore City Office of Civil Rights and Wage Enforcement. And Darnell's here today to talk to us about the various things that the office is doing to protect our city and to help our communities be better. So Darnell, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. You are a busy man, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the office?
Yes. The Office of Civil Rights and Wage Enforcement, we are the umbrella over three commissions and one board. One is the Mayor's Commission on Disabilities, where I say it's all things disabled. So we do outreach, legislative comment and agenda. We create programs with persons with disabilities and seminars, and also investigate discriminatory issues as it relates to persons with disabilities. Our population in Baltimore is about up to almost close to 60% of people with disabilities.
One in six.
Yes.
Wow.
So then we have the Civilian Review Board, which this investigative body investigates police misconduct in the city pursuant to our public local law 16-40, where officers who mistreat our residents and tourists as it relates to abusive language, excessive force, false arrest, false imprisonment, and harassment in the city. And we have nine board members that sit on that board from each police district that investigate these misconduct issues as it relates to people in the city. The next board is the Community Relations Commission, where we investigate discriminatory issues in the city. We investigate public accommodations, housing discrimination, discrimination against people's orientation and the like. And we also do employment discrimination in the city. We are the EEOC. We have a relationship with the EEOC where we do all EEOC complaints for Baltimore City. And the last commission is the Wage Commission, where we investigate wage theft in the city. So those who may have maybe working on projects that are funded by the city, if they are not being paid their prevailing and living wages, they can file a complaint, or we can audit contracts to see whether they are paying them the appropriate wages and investigate those and award restitution and a fines against the contractor for violating our wage laws.
Is it still called Davis-Bacon?
Here we have just prevailing wages. Davis-Bacon is a terminology for federal contracts. And the city, we have prevailing wages and living wages. We assess those every year.
And they are different.
They are different. Totally different from Davis-Bacon.
Right.
But similar.
Right. How can somebody find out more information about these different boards?
Yes, if you're interested to learn more about our Office of Civil Rights and the board and the commissions that are under it, you can go to our website at civilrights.baltimorecity.gov, or you can call us at any time at 410-396-3141, or you can always reach out to our public information officer, Mr. John Wesley, at john.wesley@baltimorecity.gov. John is sitting next to me, so that's why I'm laughing a little.
John is a blessing to the city of Baltimore.
Yes, he is.
And a great contributor to this station.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. Through mentoring various people who have been behind the microphone here. Mm-hmm. Not me, but in some ways, yes, me.
John is the wisdom behind the office. So we sit and talk, and he tells me all the stories of
That's
the past,
good.
And it gives me context to the things that we're trying to do in the future.
That's great. And you're relatively new to the position, huh?
Yeah, about three months.
Mm-hmm. So you know where some of the bones are buried, right?
Just an old phrase. I think John or some other people in the city may know more than I. I'm just learning.
he's got a whole database there.
I bet.
Yes, indeedy.
He's protected. Yeah. I got him. I got John's
not a
back.
Not a man to cross. Not a man to cross. Let's talk more about the Civilian Review Board.
Okay,
that's something that gets in the news a lot. Unfortunately, because of various complaints and various problems and various actions that happen. Could you tell us a little bit more about about how that works and what you're seeing and what you'd advise folks to protect their rights and make everything work better.
Right. So, as we all have heard over the years, there has been some distrust between the community and our law enforcement agency in Baltimore City. And that's been a nationwide problem, as we all have been aware since turn to the 19th century after Reconstruction. Mm-hmm. And so the Civilian Review Board is an independent agency, a civilian board that independently investigates police misconduct, as I indicated earlier, with the five different areas of investigatory powers. And they determine whether an officer has violated any of these issues as it relates to abusive language, excessive force, false arrest, false imprisonment, and harassment. And that process goes as someone who may have felt they have been violated by an officer in these five delineated areas will go to our office, file a complaint, or they can go to the relative police district office and file a complaint as well. And then we will independently investigate alongside of Baltimore Police Department's Internal Affairs Division.
Mm-hmm.
And we both conduct investigations as to this officer's activities related to a person who filed the complaint. That goes through an investigative process. Our investigators under the Civilian Review Board have been trained and very adequate, similar to a detective in the Baltimore Police Department, where they conduct these investigations to determine whether this officer conducted this particular or violated this particular act against a person.
And the role of the Office of Civil Rights and Wage Enforcement in that is to be the objective representative of the law of the city.
Well, in more loose terms, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And a lot has changed since 2005 after the Freddie Gray experience. Sorry, in 2015, after the Freddie Gray experience. Mm-hmm. And now we're under a consent decree. So now that relationship between the Civilian Review Board as well as the Baltimore Police Department, the synergy is being more demanded between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going through protocols now to make the process more efficient and transparent to the community, as well as hold those who may be violating our city laws accountable as it relates to police officers. So after the investigation, then we will conduct a hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first, the Civilian Review Board actually determines whether an investigation should take place based on the complaint. After the complaint, an investigation takes place, and that can range between depending on the severity of the case.
Mm-hmm.
After it's concluded, then the investigator will then submit its report to the Civilian Review Board members, and then they will conduct their independent analysis of the investigation, both looking at the report, looking at independent evidence, looking at body-worn camera, maybe looking at the internal affairs report, looking at a body of information, witnesses' testimony, witnesses' comments.
Everything they can find.
Anything they can find to determine whether this act happened against this person by a police officer. Upon the conclusion, the nine board members will vote both on whether the officer committed this act. And after they vote on the act, then they will determine what will be the discipline against that particular officer. And then they will refer that to the police commissioner for determination of whether this officer should be disciplined. So it's a dual process between our office and the Baltimore Police Department.
But it starts with somebody contacting your office or the police department's district office.
Correct. And if you have some hesitancy with going to the police department, you should come to our office. But in any event, whether the complaint's filed with our office or a complaint is filed with the Baltimore Police Department, we will still investigate.
How can someone find out more information and get in touch with you about that?
Again, they can go to our website at civilrights.baltimorecity.gov, and you can click the Civilian Review Board tab, as well as you can call us at any time at 410-396-3141. And it's something I wanted to say about, you know, the Civilian Review Board and all the other boards that we have.
Mm-hmm.
There's a proverb I like, so I love proverbs. But Proverbs 31:8-9 says, "Open your mouth for the mute, for the righteous of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and the needy. And as the Office of Civil Rights and the relevant boards and commissions, that's our responsibility, to open our mouths for the needy, open our mouths for those who may be in need or destitute. And that's what we're about. Because again, we don't want to mismanage the moment. When an activity or act was been committed against some person, our office has a responsibility to not mismanage the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, that is as commendable an approach to that as I've ever heard and I've ever seen. Yeah. And I know that you mean that from your heart.
Yes.
From your soul. And that is something that every citizen, no matter if they are rich, poor, if they are down, if they are up, whatever situation they're in, they should remember that, that the city values this man here at the Office of Civil Rights and Wage Enforcement, values them as a person. And they have the right to complain. They have the right to make their situation known. And to some extent, they have almost the obligation to do so.
The obligation, because everyone is valuable.
Yeah,
in our country and in this city, you know, our Constitution says we have a right for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I believe that's an inalienable right. And so I think we all should take that to heart and know that I'm an asset. I'm valuable. If someone does something against me, if you see something, say something.
Amen. I know that your office does a lot of outreach.
Yes. Yes.
And could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Oh, yeah, great. You know, I'm an outreach.
Yeah, that's right. I love outreach.
I love outreach.
And live and in person.
Right. And I think there's a purpose of it. When I took over the helm of this office, myself and many of my neighbors and friends who live in Baltimore was unaware of the office and the great work that this office has done, is doing, and will do. And so I took upon myself as one of my key initiatives is to create a comprehensive, robust outreach arm. And so we've been doing that for the last 3 months. I have a deputy director that I hired to particularly do that. Mr. John Wesley and others on the staff have been doing a great job in creating the program behind outreach. One of our first outreach things we've done is our Can We Talk series, which was actually birthed out of Mr. John Wesley, by the way. And our first inaugural Can We Talk series will be March 12th. And so we're looking forward to that. So we have a Can We Talk series. We are, the Civilian Review Board does outreach by conducting their hearings in different locations around the city in the particular police districts. So we just did one in the Central District. A couple of weeks ago.
It rotates.
Yeah, it rotates around the city so people can participate if they have issues with access to attending some of the hearings. We also are we're having our Civil Rights Week, which formerly was a Civil Rights Breakfast, and now we change it to an entire week of celebrating civil rights, and that will be in the fall of 2019. And we will be having conversations about the U.S. Census in 2020. We'll be talking about women in leadership, talking about the prison, the school to prison pipeline, talking about issues as it relates to persons with disabilities and LGBTQI plus community as well, and a host of conversations. And then we'll be culminating in a civil rights gala evening event where we all can dress in our finest and celebrate and award each other as it relates to civil rights. We also have created a youth ambassador program where we will encourage middle school and high school students to learn about government as it relates to civil rights and having the importance of advocacy and knowing your rights and understanding your rights and encouraging our family members to, if they see something, say something. Sometimes the youth brings the power.
That's right.
In a fight. So we, and again, Mr. Wesley will be spearheading that program as well. And we've started a internship program for undergraduate and law school students. And so that will be a great program as well for outreach.
Wonderful, wonderful. How can someone get in touch with you?
All right. If they can get in touch with me, they can email me at darnell.ingram@baltimorecity.gov or go to our website at civilrights.baltimorecity.gov. And you can call us at 410-396-3000. 1-4-1
Great. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I love you'll have to come back. You'll have to come back, Darnell. Yes. You're a great guest. I want to thank our guest today, Mr. Darnell Ingram, who is director of the Baltimore City Office of Civil Rights and Wage Enforcement, for being our guest today. Thank you, Darnell.
Thank you, sir.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.